It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, and my name is Matt Ryan. Joined on the phone, great chatting with Taya LaBelle. Taya, thank you so much for your time today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you again for your time, and it's an exciting time for you. You have a brand new and your debut brand new song, Life We're Living. So I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. It was released at 10 o'clock last night here, SAS time. But I've been listening to this one. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be.
Yeah, for sure. So this one, my boyfriend actually started writing it,
nice.
Andy Schumack.
Okay.
And I fell in love with it when I heard it. He showed me. And I loved the instrumental, and I loved the first verse he had for it at that time. So I asked him if we could continue writing it together and release it under my name, and that's what we did. And he basically started writing it about the early days in our relationship and some memories from when we first started dating.
Nice.
And we just kept on going with that and just kind of wrote the chorus around the excitement about our future together, and yeah.
Oh, that's so obviously this one really, really means a lot to the both of you. Now I'm wondering, did he begin writing this one with the idea of you cutting it, or was this just maybe that not intended initially?
Not intended initially. No, he wanted to cut it.
Okay.
I had to beg.
You had to swoop in there and pick this one up.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a great story. Kind of how this one came to be. Now, I'm curious kind of how the summer's gone for you and if you had an opportunity to play some shows and if you had an opportunity to play this one live and kind of the reaction if you have had an opportunity to play this one live yet.
Yeah, we have been playing this one live for the past, all summer, honestly.
Oh,
we've
wow.
been playing it and people really loved it and were excited about it. So I'm happy that it's finally out and people can go listen to it.
For sure. Great hearing that. And if people haven't seen you perform live, I've asked this a fair amount to a lot of artists and songwriters, and I'm curious kind of what the set list is like for you at one of your shows. Now, it probably varies from show to show, but is it a mixture of covers and some originals? What's normally on the set list during one of your shows?
My set list, yeah, I do my originals. I have a couple that I've been playing, and I would say it's kind of a split between country and rock.
Okay.
I also really love to sing rock music,
yeah.
And I'll also throw in a couple of pop songs, too. I really love, like, all genres, so I do play lots of different ones.
Do you have any, what are some of your favorites that maybe is a staple for most of your shows? Do you have specific favorites that you'd like to break out?
Yeah, I think my favorites are Kickstart My Heart.
Yeah.
I really love doing that one.
Yeah.
And I've been playing What's Up by Four Non Blondes for
okay.
a long time. People always want to hear one. Yeah.
Very cool. Awesome. Great to hear. Again, joined right now by Taya LaBelle. What's the next little bit looking like for you? Obviously, we're into fall. My goodness, the summer kind of flew on by, it seems like. But the next little bit, obviously promoting the new tune. Are you playing some shows? Are you songwriting? Maybe taking a little time off? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
I do have some shows coming up, but nothing that I can really announce
gotcha.
Yet.
Yep.
I'm working on a release party for this song.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that, but I don't have a date set yet.
Right on.
And just a lot of recording and writing and, yeah, taking – I don't have a whole lot of shows, so I'm taking
right.
this time to really work on the original music.
All right. Very, very cool. That's awesome. And if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, is there some social media platforms that maybe you post more than others, a website people can check out? How can people follow along, keep up to date with what you're up to?
Yeah, I would say check out my Instagram – Facebook page and TikTok. Everything is just Taya LaBelle.
All right. Awesome. Taya, before we let you go, we like doing this on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. Bit of a lightning round. So we got 10 questions for you just to learn a little bit more about you. So are you good to go? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
All right. These are always fun. I enjoy this. First one, would you rather call or text? Which do you prefer?
Text.
Yeah. I'm probably with you.
I'm not a caller.
So I like these questions. We get to find out a little bit more about you. This is a wild question, but it makes me laugh. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh my gosh.
It makes me
I
laugh
would
though.
say one horse-sized duck.
Yeah, that's probably. I don't even know what I would prefer, but I just came across this
The
question and
first
made me
one sounds
laugh,
like
so
a lot
I had to
going
put it in there.
on.
What's a movie that you've seen maybe way too many times? What's maybe one of your go-to movies?
That's a good one. And I'm not really one to rewatch movies. I would
Okay.
say my favorite is probably Shutter Island.
Oh. That's a new entry into this question. Very interesting. Now more of an adventurous one. Skydiving, bungee jumping, or swimming with sharks? What would you prefer?
Oh gosh. I would probably never do any of those, but I'll say skydiving if I had to.
Nice. Actually, a bucket list item for me is swimming with sharks, so it's a very easy pick for me. But
Really?
yeah, I'm a little
Hmm.
that I find fascinating. If you can time travel for one day, where and when are you going? In the past or future?
I'd probably go to the past.
Yeah, interesting. I'm probably there with you. If you could explore the deepest ocean or farthest planet, which would you choose?
Farthest planet.
Ooh, good one.
Ocean's.
Yeah, you know what? That's wild. I'm fascinated with the ocean. Most people I talk with always go whatever the option is that's not the ocean, which I find very interesting.
Yeah.
If
Yeah.
you could teleport anywhere right now, where would you go? Where'd you like to visit?
Ooh, I Nashville. I've never been. I'm
Really?
really wanting to go.
Oh,
Yeah.
well, you'd be right at home. There's so many Canadians living in Nashville. You'd fit right in.
Yeah,
That's
that's
a good
true.
one. That's a good one. You got to make that happen. Dream collaboration, Taya. If you could perform kind of or write music, anyone, maybe living or in the past, who would you like to collab with?
Good question. Who would I collab with? I'll say Chris Stapleton. I've been a
Nice.
longtime fan of him.
Yeah, that's a good one. A couple more for you before we let you go. Which food w could you eat every single day and never get sick of it?
Mashed potatoes.
I love that answer because that's kind of me. I basically eat potatoes every day, so I'm with you
Yeah,
on I'm with you on
me
that
too.
answer.
I kind of already do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. And finally, another kind of adventurous question. If you could visit any planet, which one would you go to?
Probably the moon.
Oh, that's probably the one that probably one that you could do the safest out of all of them, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Taya, we really thank you so much for doing this. It's great chatting with you, and congratulations with the release of the new tune. I really love the sound of it, and I think everyone's gonna love this one. So all the best going forward. I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.